Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we're going to get for today. And we'll start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is your chance to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning,
Good morning, everyone. It's so nice to be here, Barbara. I'm also known as, you know, besides the magical DC Love, as Barbara calls me, I'm known as the real DC Love, DC Love, and she even says sometimes the amazing DC Love. any of those names are good, so that's really cool. But I just want to say that, you know, this is like, it just seems, the energy is so amazing, Barbara, and it's just so exciting to be here with everyone. And my journey that I'm going to talk about, it just began in a really unusual way. I had sugar cookies that were in a big bowl, around 2 pounds. They flew off my countertop, my kitchen countertop, onto the floor. I had sprinkles everywhere. My cell phone was texting me, and it was my cousin's friend in spirit. As well, I felt like spirit was actually sitting on me. I couldn't breathe to get my attention. So, of course, with all of this happening, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward onto this beautiful path that I'm on today. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. But some of the education that I have received was received in a very unusual way. I traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes I was there to visit loved ones, but other times I attended schools of higher learning. And it really helps me to see things in a different way. I see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus, Mother Mary, and discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. Connection with spirit. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and to protect, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take quite a while to really realize, you know what, the connection that we have is truly divine. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also gives me the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide. And I have to say, this has been an amazing journey. It's been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely activated, anointed, appointed, amazing Barbara Grace Reynolds. No, Barbara, amazing Grace Reynolds. Okay. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I was hearing, Barbara, is love yourself first, and everything else falls into line. You really have to love yourself first to get anything done in this world. And until you truly do, you really can't love anyone else. The most important relationship you will ever have is with you. And I have a very smart lady in spirit coming forward, and she's saying, "Hi, ladies. It's me, Lucille Ball. I always enjoy being in your company, and I love your shows, too. I'd like to say, though, I'm happy that I brought some laughter to you both, and you both brought some laughter my way as well. And, Barbara, when I listen to you, I really, you know, understand that you have an amazing way about you, and you've proved it doesn't pay to get discouraged. I really love the way that you handle the problems that you have. People can either have comedy or they don't. And you know what, ladies, it's not something that can be taught. And you two, you certainly have it. You both are making an amazing difference in the world, and you are, like, truly compassionate about what you do. Ladies, keep up the great work. It's a hell of a start, recognizing what makes you happy. And if it doesn't work out for the both of you, consider being the next female comedy team. I'm sure you'll do well there. But all kidding aside, laughter is a great gift. Everyone, laughter really is a great gift. And thank God for his gift of laughter. It's something to be shared. And not only will it help you to be happy, it brings joy to others as well. And ladies, you too are filled with God's spirit. At times, I'm not sure which spirit, but you're certainly filled. But all kidding aside, you know what? Laughter is a serious business, and that's not a joke. You know, no pun intended. Everyone should make some time each day to laugh because it truly brings joy. I've certainly had my share of laughs, and we're all intended to be creatures of laughter. God really does have a sense of humor, you know. And you could even ask Barbara Grace, because when she first connected with DC, she kept asking, "Why do I have the disconnection with that crazy woman? Why are you bringing us together?" So the next time you catch yourself laughing, make sure that you thank that big guy upstairs. And life is just like, it's like riding a bus, and God is the driver, and he knows the best route to take, ladies. You know that. And he brings you closer to your divine mission, and you two are bringing people closer to theirs. Just by having this radio show and helping people with the questions they have, have faith, everyone, and also remember to try to have a few laughs each day and do whatever brings you joy. You're always going to end up where you're meant to be without having to get off that bus and onto another. And just remember, anything is possible. I love Barbara, and I love DC. Keep up the great work, ladies. Bye for now. And that was our beautiful, beautiful friend Lucy. I love when she comes in. Now we have Jesus coming in, and he's saying, "Beloveds, believe in your purpose, but put all your faith in God. And don't be afraid to dream, because with God, anything is possible. Your focus will determine your reality. And when you're afraid, just keep trusting. Even the darkest nights will end and the sun will shine again. Life is available only in the present. That's why we should walk in such a way that every step brings us to the here and to the now. And at the center of your being, you do have the answers. You know who you are, and you know what you want. Wake up each morning and don't forget to smile. And vow to live fully in every moment. Breathe. Go slowly. And see everyone that you meet through the eyes of compassion. Act without expectation. Wherever you go, please, go with all your heart. Life is really simple, and there's no need to make it so complicated. And the more that you're motivated by love, the more fearless you will become. And please, be kind. Be kind whenever possible. Open your arms to change. But don't give up your values. Your life is a creation of your mind. Even when you think you have your life mapped out, things happen that shape your destiny in ways you've never imagined. And you're never stuck. You're never stuck unless you decide to be. The universe has no restrictions. That's right, the universe has no restrictions. Beloveds, you placed restrictions on the universe with your expectations. Through an open heart of your consciousness, you will be an extension of this I Am presence. So please, seek within and trust yourself. And no matter where your journey takes you, you're always going to be able to connect with the people that you're meant to meet. Believe in you and the guidance that God will provide, and walk together. Walk together through love and light, and know that we are always one. And with that being said, we have some angels coming in now. We have the angels of the seven rays coming forward, and their message is, greetings, beloveds. We are the angels, the archangels of the seven rays, and we joyfully come today to be with you. Know that you are fully protected in our presence. We are Archangel Michael, Jophiel, Shamuel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Zadkiel. Please listen to the voice of love. Beloveds, we are eager to speak with you. We are here to guide you on your journey and to help you focus on your unique path. We are here for you. We want to help you fulfill your dreams. Live the life that you've always imagined. We will give you the insight and the help that you need to make choices that will align with your soul's purpose. We will help you connect to the higher self and the seven blessed archangels. Your mind, beloveds, is infinite and it is unlimited. Come forth from within. Turn to us. We will illuminate your path, fill you with wisdom, and help you to live in harmony. We will help activate your inner power, and you will be supported by heaven in your daily life. We bring strength, faith, love, wisdom, enlightenment, peace, balance, harmony, truth, and mercy. We are here to accelerate your spiritual growth. We love you, the archangels. And they've given me a Psalm 91:11-12. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands. He will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Blessings of love and light from the angelic realm. And an angel in your heart, they say, will give you guidance every day. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Wonderful. Okay. Time for me to stop multitasking. And here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved ones, the answer is always there. The answer is always there. Most of the times you can't hear the answer or understand the answer because you're too busy believing that you have to come up with the answer. You are part of the universal knowledge. God is within you. God has all of the answers. So why not take a moment to just be, to just go within and ask God What's the answer? And just allow yourself to receive the answer. And you don't have to worry. God doesn't just give it to you in one way. And if you miss that one way, well, you've missed the boat and there's no hope for you. No, God gives you the answer over and over and over in a variety of ways. So that one of those ways, or maybe several of those ways, will actually click with you. So that you will actually have an understanding. Or simply take the action that needs to be taken. Just to become who you truly are. So remember, the answer is always there. God never, ever turns his back on you. God is there for you. We are all here for you. And yes, you are that important. You are that worthy. You are that valuable. So ask the questions that you have and allow yourself to experience the answers that God has for you. You are loved beyond understanding. And that will always be true. Allow yourself to accept the love that you are. All is well. Okay, that is what he wanted to share with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. That was beautiful.
Yes, okay. And now we will take questions from our callers. So if you have called in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on the studio board. And our first caller is that wonderful number 111111111. Hello, who is this?
That's a good question. Who am I? And why am I here?
Oh.
How are both of you?
I'm doing wonderfully well, actually.
Myself as well, and it's just so beautiful to be here with Barbara and in this beautiful energy and connecting with everyone. It's just amazing. We're so blessed.
This is true. This is true. I just came by to say I love you.
Oh, we
and
love
I'm
you.
Speaking from the bottom of my heart. But, you know, not just the bottom, but my entire heart. You know, why limit it to just the bottom of my heart? Mm, yes. Thank
beautiful.
You for returning the love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Queen, I don't know what's going on, but I just keep hearing the word miracles around you. My goodness. Are you open
always.
To those miracles? I keep hearing miracles, miracles, miracles around Queen.
Of course I'm open. I'll open wider.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling. It's just like miracles, miracles, miracles. Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful.
And
I
feel like it, like you may have put a couple intentions out to the universe, a couple prayers, and they are being answered. Just have a little bit more faith. Doors are opening presently for you. And Mother Mary is with you, you know, saying all is well. There may have been a couple things you've been thinking about, and Mother Mary is just reassuring you that everything, you know, is manifesting. And I'm just seeing, you know, doors are opening, and your desires are, you know, they're coming into fruition. Wow. And I just feel it's just like a powerful energy around you, Queen. I told Barbara the other day to get on, you know, her unicorn and ride, and I feel like you haven't been on a unicorn in a while as well. So you've got to get on your unicorn and ride too, Queen.
Well, it's, as you said it, the unicorn appeared, so I'm going to jump. In fact, I see myself on it now.
Mm. Beautiful.
Ready to take off. Yes, yes.
And I'm also getting, you know, there's a lot of wisdom. There are a lot of lessons and a lot of gifts that sort of are within you, and they have not, you know, surfaced. They're sort of hidden, Queen. Like you said, all these gifts, all this wisdom, they're within. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to take a little time to uncover them. Because each lifetime that you had, you know, was filled with these lessons and gifts and skills. And in order for you to become that powerful, amazing woman that you are, but even more, you've got to allow these gifts and lessons and skills to come forward. So there's more that, you know, there's more there for you. And I'm also,
great.
You know, I'm also seeing, you know, like outdoors there. Have you been connecting in nature?
Oh, yes. Every day. I just came in, as a matter of fact.
Okay, because that's really important, especially now is what I'm getting, you know, to just make sure that you, you know, spend as much time as you can outdoors, because you're receiving all these beautiful messages, and they're so strong because you are outdoors. And not only are they strong, there's a lot of healing going on, and it's sort of like you're recharging your batteries while you're out there, and, you know, you're getting new ideas, new fresh ideas as well.
Mm,
and as you're out there, I don't know if you, you know, if you feel the angels around you, but I see Archangel Ariel is with you.
Mm,
and she's helping you
beautiful.
To connect with fairies, the elementals, and really to see things that you haven't been seeing with your physical eyes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just maybe when you're out there, like, you know, invite her out there to be with you, because I just feel like she's trying to help you to go further on your path, and she's going to just, you know, make you aware of all of nature's resources. So she's watching over you, Queen, and she's waiting for you, you know, to see when you are outside again. Do you use rose quartz? Because I know you have crystals that you do use.
On occasion, yes, I use rose quartz.
Okay. And I'm also getting, like, jasper.
They're
really helpful. Okay, right now. And to just connect with those beautiful stones as well is what I'm being shown here. You're doing a great job, but there's, like I said, there's still something that you need to connect with. And I'm also getting Ginger saying she's got to let go of something, though. I don't know if it's that you're trying to make things happen a little faster than they can, because when we do, we sort of, like, we're not in the universal flow, and it sort of blocks what we're wanting. So I'm getting, you know, let go. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, you've got to let go and allow the universe to bring it to you in your divine timing, Queen. So I don't know what that is, but I'm going to bring in Barbara. Because I just feel there's something that you're holding on to, and you're not in 100% state of peace, because whatever it is within that you're holding on to. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in now, and she'll figure it out. Barbara?
She put it on you, Barbara.
I know.
Your
she does that.
Thank you, Magical Jesus. For the blessings.
Okay, so once DC started talking, I started hearing a song, which doesn't surprise me because it's you. And the song is The Rhythm of Life, which I haven't thought of for years. And they want me to... Okay. I'm just going to say this part of the song, and it's going to do whatever it is that it needs to do. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet. Flip your wings and fly to the goddess. Take a dive and swim to the goddess. Hit the floor and crawl to the goddess. Goddess, we've got the rhythm of life, of life, of life. Yes, yes, yes. You may have noticed that we changed some wording.
Somehow I gathered that, the goddess vibration, but it could have been, that way. I gathered that. I didn't know the song. It's the first I'm hearing it, but I could feel it, where I work with my hands, my fingers, and dancing. So that was so appropriate. Yes, I could feel that for real. And I'm going to download it and have it closer to me. Thank you. The rhythm of life. And that's how I create, in the rhythm of life. And when I do attempt to move beyond what I feeling, what I want to do, it doesn't happen. Everything gets blah, 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 and I don't understand that language yet. So that's what happens. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Go down.
All right, let me see if I'm supposed to add anything to that or if you are complete. Let's see what this is. Oh, now they're just seeing you dancing to the rhythm of life with a bunch of goddesses in a circle. Okay. Yeah, this is about opening up even more to that amazing energy that is already there. To be unbound and just totally being yourself. So that's what this is all about. Okay. So that's your assignment for today. Become unbound.
Assignment. That's an interesting word. A-S-I-G-N-M-E-N-T. Assignment for me to be.
Exactly.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm glad I stopped by today to spend time with you all. Always a
blessing.
I'll
have to play that song later, too.
Yeah. Ooh, yes, indeed. Okay, DC and Lucille. And Ariel.
You've got a cast character, let's tell you, right?
Yes, and my unicorn, which is, as soon as I spoke it again, I'm going to step outside right now with listen to you all and call upon Ariel and see what else brings. But, yeah, I've been outside. I'm growing things and planting seeds and weeding and all that kind of magical stuff. So namaste, beloved goddesses, sisters.
Namaste.
Oh, namaste.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 817. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear
We're
me
great.
Okay?
How about you? Yes, I can.
Oh, I'm good. Okay, thank you. I'm doing great. Having a wonderful morning. I have a question. My father passed. He was 96 years old and had a wonderful life. He passed in December 12th. And I'm just wondering, I'm so thankful to him for so many things. And I'm wondering if he has any messages for me.
Okay. DC usually goes first.
Yes, hello, hon. What is your first name?
My name is Jenny.
Jenny? Okay. Well, what I was hearing, Jenny, is that, you know, just that hope is a healer.
Okay.
Okay? And your dad loves you, and he just wants you to just, you know, keep going and be the beautiful person that you are. And, you know, remember all the good times that you guys had together and never give up on anything. Okay, and he's asked that the angels surround you with love and light to really, you know, to help you to heal because he feels, you know, how much you miss him, okay? But he's saying, I'm with you, and I'm always here. All you have to do is, you know, if you think of him or you say something, he's right there. He still
right.
loves you, and he wants you to just, to please take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay, and he sees that, you know, there's stress going on right now, and he feels that you've, since he's passed, you've been, like, a little bit more stressed. Okay? And
okay.
he's asking us to surround you with love, and he's asking that you please take care of yourself.
Right.
That's one of the
okay.
biggest things that would make him happy, and he's asking, you know, when's the last time you had a little fun?
Truth. I try to every day, sincerely. I do.
Okay. Well, he wants you to make sure that that's part of your daily activity. And
okay.
he's saying at times as well, you seem to be like a little bit overly critical of yourself, and he doesn't want you to do that, okay?
Okay.
Because he's saying that he would love, you know, for you to see yourself through the eyes of the divine, through the eyes of love.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I have some
he's
guilt.
Saying, I'm getting like opportunities.
He's
saying opportunities are opening for you. Okay?
Okay.
So please be aware.
Okay. I'm carrying some guilt from the day he passed because I was pretty prepared for his death because he's been in ICU for more than a week and he
right.
had gone downhill. But when I had to tell his girlfriend, who had seemed very healthy, that he was not going to survive the surgery, she broke down hysterically, and she passed away before he did.
Wow.
And I was the one that told her. So,
well, you know what? It's not your fault. All is well, and things happen the way they were. Yes,
yeah.
Things happen the way they were supposed to happen, hon.
Okay,
so he wants you to let go of that guilt because it's really self-destructive.
Right. I know. I didn't cause her death. I just feel I didn't know her family. I feel guilty.
Well, there's nothing to feel guilty about because they're enjoying themselves and they want you to let go of the stress in your life, okay?
Okay.
Because that stress, you know, causes dis-ease, which could cause disease,
right.
And it's toxic. It's physically toxic. It's emotionally
right.
toxic. Okay? So
right.
please, you know, stop all that mind chatter and let go of everything that, you know, all that negativity and things. He's saying it's not doing you any good.
Right.
They're enjoying themselves. They're, you know, they're loving life where they are, and they're saying, you know what? They're truly free. They don't have the physical vessel that we have holding them back, okay?
Right.
Was there a place when you were younger that you would go at your family, like a lake or something?
Yeah.
Because he's just saying, I'm here now and we're enjoying it. And it seems like it's like an endless summer. It never, you know,
okay.
it never changes. It's so beautiful. Okay? So please just start living your life again and he's saying, you've got to realize that, you know, I'm not gone, you know. I'm still with you. And I just feel like when I have those in spirit, they come to visit me, I can feel like a difference in temperature. And for
mm-hmm.
me, like specifically, I can feel them like on my right side.
Rebecca,
and if divine coming
heart.
In, I could feel like a presence
yeah.
on the left side. So he wants you to start, you know, being a little bit more aware, because as you and I and Barbara are connecting, he's saying, I'm with you right now. I want you to start paying attention. Okay? And whenever you need him, he's right there. And he's saying, you don't have to look up in the sky. I'm in the next room. It's just like they're in the next room. He's always there, and he could help you, you know, whenever you need help. And he's sorry that, you know, that you've gone all through this since he and his girlfriend have passed. He's saying he's sorry.
Okay,
so just please, just take care of yourself. He wants you to take care of you, hon, okay?
I do. I will.
Okay? And make yourself
a
priority. He's saying, please, make yourself a priority, okay? But with that being said, you need a little bit of healing. He's saying, you're not going anywhere just yet, so I have to turn you over to Barbara, hon, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you. I really enjoyed the show.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. When you first started talking, I started hearing a song, so apparently this is song day. And the song that I was hearing for you is the song Dance with My Father.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And I don't even know if you remember that song from all those years ago.
Yeah,
when it was
just love that song. Yes.
He wants you to play that song and dance with him.
That's Luther Vandross. Yep, I know it. Okay.
Yeah. Love. So just play the song, close your eyes, and dance with your father.
Okay. That's very nice. Okay.
And hold on for just a second. All right. And the other thing that I'm getting is, and this is from his friend, the one that you felt guilty about telling that he wasn't going to make it and she died. And so she's saying, let go of the guilt. You didn't do anything wrong. What happened, happened because I couldn't imagine my life without him. And so I wanted to be with him. And the only way to be with him was to die. And so that is what I chose. You did not cause anything. I'm actually grateful to you. Grateful that you were honest with me. Grateful that you let me do what I needed to do for me, because I had the knowledge of what was happening. So I was there. I got to welcome him. And we are together. So let go of the guilt. You didn't do anything wrong. You did what was right for me in that moment. You were a part of my joy. Why would you feel guilty about that?
Truly, why would I? Because I had the opportunity to thank him. She had a large family. I had the opportunity to tell my dad everything I wanted to tell him and say goodbye and know that he would be all right. Her family didn't get that chance, and I feel like I stole that from them.
You didn't steal anything from anyone. I heard everything that my family said. I felt everything they had in their hearts. You didn't deny them anything. You couldn't. They got the closure that they needed.
But I don't think they know that. I think they were left empty. I don't even know them, so I don't know if that's true or not. But in my mind, that's how I feel. Like they didn't. I feel like I robbed them of the opportunity. I know she knows they love them, and that's unsaid. But people on Earth have issues, and when you don't get to say goodbye, you're left with sadness and guilt. And I feel bad that I did that with them.
But you didn't do anything to them. And they did get to say goodbye in their own ways. Everybody doesn't say goodbye in the same way. And they don't want to. So she really wants you to just let it go. You didn't deny anyone anything. You didn't do anything wrong. There's absolutely nothing that you should blame yourself for. And she really wants you to let that go and to start living your life in joy. And your father is standing behind her saying, yeah, that's right.
Try not to dwell on it, but it's there. And I've tried to let it go. I have a difficult time letting it go, obviously.
Okay. Well, we are going to let it go right now. So just repeat what I say. And we're going to talk to your innate body. That's I-N-N-A-T-E.
Okay.
So we will start by saying, okay, I'll just say it and then you repeat it out loud.
Okay.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of the guilt.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of the guilt.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of being wrong.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of being wrong.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of hurting others.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of hurting others.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I forgive myself.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Better.
It's still working its way out of you, so it'll be a few minutes before it's all gone.
Okay.
There's a part of you still trying to pull it back, but don't worry. You can't do that because you've let it go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and your father has a message for you, too, and he's saying, I want you to live your life. I want you to live your life. I want you to know how important you are and to allow yourself to love you. Don't put everybody else in the world ahead of yourself. This is your life. This is your creation. I want you to embrace who you are and what is important to you. Let your heart sing with the music that reflects you. There's still so much within you that you have yet to allow to come out. Allow yourself to experience. I want you to start doing that. Opening up to who you truly are. Don't worry. I'll be right there with you. I'll always be with you. And I will always love you and support you. And I will be there as you sleep. Brushing your hair. Allowing you this space to have the beautiful dreams that are there for you. You are my beloved daughter, and you always will be. Live your life. Live your life for you. Love yourself and know you are never alone.
if that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And you have, oh, there's thousands of your ancestors who are also with you. So, you
well,
have so
I
much
have a lot, of,
so much.
A lot of people in spirit that I know and many that I don't know. So, yeah.
Yeah. You've got this huge group, and they're all like, now they're all waving pom-poms and shouting your name. Okay.
Great. Great. All right. Well, thank you. You guys have a wonderful day, and I appreciate what you do.
You too. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Come on, Michelle. There we go. And our next caller is from area code 626. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Jenny Genevieve. And I'm in Los Angeles. Sorry about that. My ear could grieve. My name is Genevieve, and I'm in Los Angeles.
Hello, Genevieve. What can we do for you today?
Well, we've had a huge problems in the nonprofit, and today I'm supposed to go to the sheriff's station and press charges. And, well, there's eight of us, but I'm the one that has to go. Are we on the right path? Am I on the right path? Would this help solve the embezzlement?
Okay. Let's see what DC's getting first, DC.
Yes, good morning, Genevieve. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I am getting, you know, truth. The word truth came up. And what I'm getting, you know, when I hear the word truth is, you know, from a divine perspective, you know, either someone is, you know, like, hiding something from you guys, or are you really, you know, really in touch with how you're feeling about everything? Because for you specifically, I'm just feeling like this, like, it's sort of hard to connect with the feelings that you're having right now. It brings up conflict, it brings up a little fear. So I'm just getting, you know, like, your feelings are a little bit, like, overwhelming in regard to the situation. Okay? That's what the, you know, that's what the angels are showing me, is the way it's affecting you, and you've got to really get in touch with how you feel and what's within you. And the angels are saying, we're here with you, and we'll help you to do whatever you need to do to really to go forward with this matter. But I sort of feel like, you know, like it's almost that you're stuck and you feel like, wow, like I can't believe this happened. And it's sort of like a victim mentality, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, I understand.
Okay, so,
it's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult when you have other people or human beings. But if they break the law, you just can't stand there and let them do it.
No, you can't, but you've got to connect with the feelings that you have within for your part of this, for how you were feeling, okay? You've got to really, like, align with your truth, get, you know, come into alignment, and really, you know, believe in the person that you are and, you know, all that you can do. And right before you came on, Genevieve, I was hearing the song R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Find Out What It Means to Me. Okay?
Yep. Right.
So you're looking for a little respect is what I'm getting in this situation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be respected. And I just feel like your inner fears are overwhelming. Okay? And, Genevieve, people do respect you because I feel like you're inside, I feel like you're saying, like, people don't respect me the way I want to be respected. But there's a lot of people that actually do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm also getting that you have a lot of beautiful qualities of one of your grandfathers. That's what Spirit is telling me. So I don't know if it's your maternal grandfather or your paternal, but I am getting that you have a lot of beautiful qualities, and you are, you know, you are well respected. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you in fact have any kind of issues with the grandfather? Because I'm getting like...
Unfortunately, I never got to meet any of my grandfathers.
Okay. Well, I'm getting the word forgiveness around your grandfather, but I'm getting the word forgiveness around you too. So he was like when he was here, he was holding on to things that he didn't release, and you're doing the same thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you both of you were stuck, and you know, it's sort of, unless you forgive yourself and others, you're not going to be able to move forward. Okay? And it just, it builds up and it causes dis-ease in the body, which can go forward and physically cause, you know, physical problems. So what I have to do now is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to release all these emotional feelings that you have that really don't serve you, okay? And to really to sort of like almost like clear your perception of the way things are occurring as well. So I'm getting like just your grandfather is stepping forward and he's saying stay positive. Okay? You've got to just, you know, stay positive and trust yourself because he's saying that you are really intuitive. And you're going to be able to move forward and, you know, and to really resolve this issue you're having, but you have to do it in a less emotional way where you're not like taking the whole situation on personally, Genevieve. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you've got to stay focused, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to really to get rid of, like I said, you know, this unforgiveness and to really, you know, to respect yourself and to be able to get to the truth of the matter and be honest with what you're feeling within, because some of the stuff that you're just like sort of like pushing it to the side a little bit, you're not really feeling it. So I'm going to ask Barbara to join us at this moment and to help you to let go of all that stuff that's not serving you. And, you know, there are dishonest people, but you've got to let go of your, like, reaction to them. Because I'm getting, like, you're taking it on, and it's just, like, it's filling you within, and it's not good. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Genevieve. We are going to make some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the burden of responsibility.
Dear innate, I release the burden of responsibility.
Dear innate, I release feeling other people's feelings.
Dear innate, I release feeling other people's feelings.
Dear innate, I accept that I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I accept that I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I accept that I am always loved.
Dear innate, I accept that I am always loved.
Dear innate, I release the ancestral guilt.
Dear innate, I release the ancestral guilt.
Dear innate, I open my heart fully to forgiveness.
Dear innate, I open my heart fully to forgiveness.
Dear innate, I forgive the person who committed this crime.
Dear innate, I forgive the person who committed this crime.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for being the one who reports them.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for being the one who reports it.
Dear Nate, I know that God loves me.
Dear Nate, I know that God loves me.
Dear Nate, I release all of the wrongness.
Dear Nate, I release all of the wrongness.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to love me.
Dear Nate, be safe for me to love me.
Dear Nate, I let all of this go.
Dear Nate, I let all of this go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels good, very good.
And one of the reasons why you were chosen to be the one to go and report this is because they see you as the one who has the strength to do this.
I know.
They really admire that in you. And the message that your guidance is giving is that you are simply doing what is right. What is the next right step? You are not intentionally trying to create problems for anyone. You are simply taking the next right step. And that's all that you're supposed to do. So don't take on anything from the person that you are reporting. Don't take on anything for the process that they go through. This is something that they need so that they can actually look at themselves and their lives and really know what's important to them. So this is necessary for them. And you are actually doing them a favor. So that's what your guidance wants you to know. You're not doing anything wrong. And don't ever feel any guilt about it. Because there is no need for you to have any. That makes sense?
Barbara, I haven't felt guilt because I know it's the right thing to do. But yes, I have felt fear. Because her boyfriend is not a good person.
But sometimes somebody needs to have themselves really, really shaken up before they will start making the changes that they need to make in their own lives. And in order for her to see... Oh, go ahead.
Will I be safe when... this happens because her boyfriend is sort of a violent person.
I'm getting yes, you will be safe.
Good.
And if you have fears about him, make sure that you talk with the police about that as well. Let them know.
Then. Okay.
So that they're not, you know, thinking, okay, she's done it and that's all there is to it. I mean, if there's more to it, tell them all of it.
Okay. I will.
And you have this beautiful group of angels who are surrounding you right now. And they're going to be with you while you're doing this. So you're not going to be alone. And they want you to remember that you are not alone.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder. I know. We forget.
Yes, we do. But it's okay.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much.
You
never realize
welcome.
How hard it is to do the right thing.
But you can do this, and it is all going to
it's going to work out better than you've imagined. So just
and
follow
Genevieve,
your heart.
You're not alone to this. Hon, you're not alone because you've got the support of the angels. So invite them in with you, as well as, you know, your guides, and your grandfather is going to be there. Okay? This beautiful spiritual team will be with you at that time. And your grandfather saying, please do not be afraid. I'm with you.
Good. I appreciate the good thoughts. They'll make me feel better when I go.
They're more than good thoughts. He said, we're here. It's real. So whatever you're dealing with, you know, you can invite them in. Okay?
I certainly will.
Okay, and just
they're
let go of those emotions. Go ahead, Barbara.
They're actually showing me a vision of you, and you're there, and you're talking with the police people. Anyway, they're showing me that you're in a room, and there's someone at a desk, and in that room, every empty space is filled with angelic beings. So it's like you're completely and totally surrounded by all of this amazing love. And they don't want you to forget that.
And your grandfather,
I will remember that.
And your grandfather saying, please stop overthinking about all of this. Let go of the stress and please relax. Let go and let us and God help you. We have a solution.
Good. And yes, you're right. It's good for them too, so they could look at themselves and realize there's a better way to do things in life.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you for your words and your comfort and your encouragement. And when I'm sitting in that room, I'll certainly remember I'm fully supported.
And anytime you're feeling any fear, all you need to do, and you can just say this in your own mind instead of out loud, is while you're sitting there, say, dear Innate, I release the fear.
I surely will.
Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Well.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm to say
you
enjoy
home.
Yourself, but that's what I'm getting, that you should enjoy yourself.
I will. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Thank you, dears. Have a good day.
You're
God bless you both.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye. Okay, and our last caller is from area code. I don't know why I said it's the last caller. I don't know if it is or not. Area code 78.
Hello. My name is Sonia.
Hello, Sonia. What can we do for you today?
Hello. I'm calling to see if you see anyone coming through for me.
Okay. Let's see what DC is getting first.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Sonia. How are you, hon?
I'm fine.
That's good. Okay. Well, before anyone comes through, I was actually getting the word, you need to have a little bit more balance. I kept hearing balance, balance. I feel like your energy is a little bit weird, okay? You need, like, more balance so that your energy feels a little bit more stable. Okay, why are you holding on? Like, I feel like all these emotions inside. Wow.
Ma'am?
Yes, go ahead, Sonia.
Why am I so emotional?
I feel like, well, you're holding on to all these emotions within, and I could feel it. I could feel it in your energy.
Well, and you're right. I've been having some health problems, and I've been going back to the doctor, and they don't know what's wrong. So today is going to be like maybe my 7th or 8th visit to my doctor. And
okay.
I just don't know what's going on.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm getting your emotional state is really important, Sonia, okay? You've got to watch what you're doing within. And you know, when you're in a like a better mental state, it really does help your health, okay? Jesus is with you at this time and wants to guide you. You've got to be open to his, you know, his guidance, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, what is going on personally? Because I feel like there's like something going on personally that may be affecting your health. Is there someone close to you that is you know, giving you some grief or having problems? Because I feel like someone close to you is related with your situation.
Well, to be honest, my situation with my children living in the house is very stressful because it's a lot of arguing and stuff all the time, and it's not helping me any, and it's not, you know, I really stayed in the home so that they could have a place to stay. And I had the option to move out into a one-bedroom. But I kind of feel like I made the wrong mistake by staying there because it's like every time they start arguing or can't help me out in any kind of way, I become stressed.
Okay. Okay, so Jesus is here with you right now. Okay. And you've got to have faith because I am hearing, you know, healing. And he's there to offer support for you in this matter with your children as well. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, you know, you've got to be open to allowing him to come in and to help you as well. Okay? I'm also seeing an Archangel Michael here with you. And he's going to help you to have the courage to really, you know, to do whatever it is that is needed to get you that support that you're needing for yourself and for your family. And they're far in need of healing, okay? But you've got to, you know, got to. Okay? Exhale. You know, when you breathe in, and then exhale all your issues to heaven. And once you release them, you've got to remember they're no longer yours. You've got to have faith that there are going to be answers to your prayers. And if you spend your time worrying, you're mm-hmm. sort of blocking solutions, divine solutions that could come your way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm also getting that you spend a lot of time, like, thinking about, like, the issues that are going on, and there's fear there. Your emotions are high. You do need some support. So the divine is coming in. They're with you to really help you to, like, let go of some of those emotional defenses that you have and allow you to feel what you're feeling. And as you do, as I said, Archangel Michael is there. He's going to shield you so that you can be, you know, you can be the person you need to be to communicate lovingly, and you're going to be, you know, you're going to be, you know, protected, okay?
Okay.
So what I do now, hon, I have to turn you over to Barbara because you are in need of some healing, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling in. That was, you know, you were listening to your angels. Because you did call in, and it's a great place for you to be right now. Mother Mary is with you, and she has her beautiful blue blanket around you, and it's a blanket that's going to nurture you and help you to have the compassion that you need for yourself and for others. Okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, I am with you. Okay? And she knows that at times you don't feel the love that you deserve, and she's saying, you know, please allow us to be here and to help you to release all that is not love, okay? And with
okay.
that being said, Barbara's coming in now to help. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, Sonia, we are going to make some dear innate statements to release the energy. And some of these may sound kind of strange, because they're going to have to do with releasing your children. And this is not in any way saying that you are no longer their mother, you're stepping out of their life or anything like that. This is clearing up the energy around them and around you so that you can make the choices that are right for you instead of having to be responsible for them. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So just repeat what I say. Dear Renee, I release the fear.
Dear Renee, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release being responsible for my grown children.
Dear Innate, I release being responsible for my grown children.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to put myself first.
Dear Innate, make it safe for me to put myself first.
Dear Innate, I no longer have to take care of everyone else.
Dear Renee, I no longer have to take care of, I could not hear the last part.
Everyone else.
Everyone else.
Dear Renee, I release the dis-ease within me.
Dear Renee, I release this disease within me.
Dear Renee, I give myself permission to live my own life.
Dear Renee, I give myself permission to live my whole own life.
Dear Renee, I release being a mother.
Dear Renee, I release being a mother.
Dear Renee, I release my children.
Dear Renee, I release my children.
Dear Renee, I release the expectations of others.
Dear Renee, I release the expectation of others.
Dear Renee, I choose to love myself.
Dear Renee, I choose to love myself.
Dear Renee, I accept my value.
Dear Renee, I accept my value.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I feel a little better. My mind is a little clearer.
Okay, there's some more stuff they want you to let go. Okay. Dear Renee, I release the cultural definition of being a mother.
Dear Renee, I release the cultural definition of being a mother.
Dear Renee, I release the ancestral ties to motherhood.
Dear Renee, I release the ancestral tie for motherhood.
Dear Renee, I release the need to protect my children.
Dear Renee, I release to protect my children.
Dear Renee, I let it all go.
Dear Renee, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
I feel better. I really do.
So what brought all this on was that you were taught and shown all of your life that you have to take care of other people. You have to take care of your children. And they're showing me images of women taking care of their children, even though their children are grown and perfectly capable of taking care of themselves. But it's showing me this going on through back through your family through many generations. And so you believed that this was what you were supposed to do, and it's not. So one of the things that you're going to eventually do is get away from your children, because they're never going to stand fully in their power as long as you are there to protect them. So you're actually making their lives worse by doing what you think is going to make their lives better.
Okay.
So it's time to let them go.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see if there's anything else they want to clear from you right now. Your energy feels so much better. So.
Oh, yeah, I feel better.
Yeah. All right, there's a couple of more statements they want us to make. Dear Innate, God loves me.
I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Dear Innate, God loves me.
Dear Innate, God loves me.
Dear Innate, I accept God's love.
Dear Innate, I accept God's love.
Dear Innate, I have the power of God within me.
Dear Innate, I have the power of God within me.
Dear Innate, God is always on my side.
Dear Innate, God is always on my side.
Dear Innate, God wants me to create my life.
Dear Innate, God wants me to create my life.
Dear Innate, I release responsibility for anyone else.
Dear Innate, I release responsibility for anyone else.
Dear Innate, I love my children and I am letting them go.
Dear Innate, I love my children and I am letting them go.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my own life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my own life.
Dear Innate, I am not responsible for anyone else.
Dear Innate, I am not responsible for anyone else.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Oh, yeah, that's much, much better. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Good. So your guidance wants you to make your choices based on you, not on anybody else. So find yourself a place to live that's right for you. If your kids all want to live together, then let them go find a place to live together. That's not your responsibility. You need to take care of you. That's what the whole health issue is about. It's about making you look at yourself. Because all of this drama and trauma that you're living with is completely screwing up your body and your life. Get away from that. Let it go. And I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be 100% healthy and happy and productive and living a fabulous life.
Okay.
So does all that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I really just have to let them go.
Yeah, you really do.
Really, let's just give them an ultimatum, like 30 days to get, the, you know, to find them somewhere to go. Because they should have money The only thing I ask is to, you know, give me like maybe $200 a month towards bills, and I really don't get that. And I have to help with my granddaughter.
Yeah. Give them 30 days, let them know, and you find a place that's right for you so that you are no longer living there so that they cannot come back.
Okay.
And let them know that you are making this change in your life and that they can do whatever works for them. But living with you will no longer be an option.
Thank you so much, Ms. Barbara.
You are welcome.
I feel better. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, create a beautiful life for yourself.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, DC. We have completed another show and spread all kinds of love across the land.
Beautiful. I was on mute, Barbara, because little Jackson, he's running around the house now with his corn popper.
So he's making lots of lovely noise.
Yes, oh my goodness, especially on tile floors. Oh my goodness.
Well, you can go and play with Jackson now. We are done for the day.
Okay. Have a great day, everyone. Take care now.
Bye-bye.